At her Wednesday hearing, Tilden pleaded guilty to violating the terms of her probation by failing to complete the recommended substance abuse treatment program, committing a criminal misconduct, and associating with a convicted felon. She's been in custody since July 31st. She was aboard the fishing vessel Andy O during a July 29th drug bust, and Dillingham police found one dose of heroin in her possession. That possession charge was dropped in return for a plea to violating terms of her probation. Assistant District Attorney Dan Doty argued with the support of probation officer Rex Spofford that Tilden's probation should be terminated. That would mean that she would serve 14 months in prison.
I think that Ms. Tilden has indicated previously her strong desire to reject probation based on what I've heard from D.O. Spofford. She's kind of had a change of mind about whether or not she wants to serve any time, but she also doesn't seem to want to do treatment, so I would just recommend that the court just impose the balance of the remaining time and close this case. I don't think there's any benefit for continuing on probation.
Tilden has been under Spofford's supervision for probation since March, when she pleaded guilty to a felony failure to stop at the direction of a police officer, as well as theft and trespassing. Law enforcement felt Tilden got off easy for a string of crimes, including a dangerous high-speed chase on icy roads last fall. In June, she entered treatment for drug addiction at Jake's Place in Dillingham, but left just 5 days later without completing the program. Spofford told the court that his conversations with Tilden and her violations demonstrate disinterest in completing her court-ordered supervised release.
The district attorney's already identified she's had numerous prior convictions. And I look at that as those were all chances for change. But the change was never in the form that she wanted. The options were never quite right. They were never quite what she was looking for. In fact, she said as much.
The attitude that I see, or the impression that I get based upon 25 years in this business, she doesn't want to be on probation. What she doesn't want is to be in jail. 5 days at Jake's Place. That's not even trying.
Tilden explained that she left Jake's Place because of friction with staff and because she did not appreciate their style of treatment. She also stressed difficulty she had finding any other treatment program with available space.
Treatment is filmed everywhere in the state of Alaska. I was told this by several different organizations that their wait lists are up to a year. In the last 2 months, I have taken steps to disassociate myself with people. I've talked to my family, I've talked to my kids, you know, and I told them, I said, I'm probably going to end up going away for a while. I've terminated the relationship I had with Mr. Brito. I recognize that that was a toxic relationship. Basically, I'm ready to leave.
Tilden's attorney, Devin Morse, asked that her client be given 30 days jail time and be allowed to continue with her probation. Superior Court Judge Tina Ray compromised, ordering Tilden to continue probation after serving 60 days in jail.
I'm hearing you say you want help and you don't want this community to give up on you yet. And I think you deserve a chance. I think that that has an appropriate amount of deterrence for both you and others. And frankly, I think it's the right message to the community. I mean, the underlying issue here is an addiction, and I don't think simply giving up on folks is what this community wants.
Ray ordered that the jail sentence begin immediately following Wednesday's hearing. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.